Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Hospital-acquired infections kill about 100,000 Americans every year, more than car wrecks, breast cancer, and AIDS combined. Across the country, dozens of companies are working to develop and produce no-touch disinfection devices that can be effective weapons in the fight against these microscopic threats. Wendy Rigby of Here and Now contributor, Texas Public Radio, looks at one such effort underway in San Antonio.
Methicillin-resistant staph, MRSA, C. diff, Clostridium difficile.
Viral, bacterial, and fungal infections can leave hospital patients sicker than when they came in.
All of them are really scary. They're all very deadly.
That's Morris Miller, CEO of Zenex, a company that manufactures germ-zapping robots. The robot looks a little like R2-D2 of Star Wars fame. It's a large metal cylinder about 4 feet tall with a domed top that lifts up to reveal the disinfecting light. Hospitals name their robots, calling them names like the Germinator, Hector the Disinfector, and Snap, Crackle, and Pop. The $100,000 machine packs a powerful punch. Using pulsed xenon light that's 1,400 times more intense than sunlight to kill pathogens on surfaces where they lurk. Miller says in a span of as little as 4 minutes, the robot can wipe out unseen threats 7 feet in every direction.
So you're talking about being able to do a huge amount of damage to pathogens in a very short period of time.
Zenex started 5 years ago with 5 employees. Now the company employs more than 100 people who make and sell robots to more than 400 hospitals around the country. San Antonio's University Hospital is one of them.
So we have 5 units in the hospital. We have another unit in the clinic, and they are used daily, constant use.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Jason Bowling says no-touch disinfection, like the robot, is an extra layer of protection for patients, but only after humans have used chemicals and cloths to clean. His facility uses the robots to cut down on infections like drug-resistant staph, pneumonia, and a particularly horrible diarrhea-causing organism called Clostridium difficile, or C. diff.
So this bacteria forms spores, and these spores can sit in the environment, and they can sit on the surface for months to years. They also are not inactivated by standard hospital disinfectants.
Bowling says San Antonio's University Hospital has documented a 55% decrease in C. diff infections in 2016. He believes the robots are part of the reason why, along with hand washing and isolation precautions. At Morningside Ministries, a senior living community in San Antonio, 3 Zenex robots get a workout.
We let the robot do its thing, and it destroys any germ.
Irene Salinas is vice president of clinical services. She says the nursing home and assisted living facilities are ripe for infection spread, since the living setting is communal.
We use them every single day.
Morningside Ministries zaps 23 rooms a day with robots.
And these robots just add an extra layer of protection.
Dr. Bowling says he likes the idea that the robot standardizes cleaning, since crews aren't always complete.
When you put in this machine that bathes the room in light, you're standardizing that disinfection.
Hospital-acquired infections are the number one complication of being in the hospital. That's why new technologies using powerful UV light to kill the germs are catching on quickly. For Here and Now, I'm Wendy Rigby in San Antonio.